An Eskimo Adventure by Catherine Daniels. Copyright Burlington Books 2011. All rights reserved. Chapter 1. No Meat. It was a cold autumn afternoon in the small Inuit village of Akulivik in Quebec, Canada. Maggie, a 14-year-old Inuit girl, was outside playing with her dog, Akiak.
"Catch, Akiak!"
Maggie shouted and threw a ball. It landed on the roof of her house. Maggie quickly climbed onto the roof to get the ball. Just then, Maggie's father appeared.
"Maggie, get down from there immediately," he shouted.
Maggie jumped down from the roof and went to her father.
"Why do you always do dangerous things?"
he asked her.
"I've got enough problems. We haven't got any meat. Please go to the Kakavik and get some."
"Again, father?"
Maggie said. Her father looked at her silently.
"Okay, I'm going,"
Maggie said.
"Come on, Akiak."
The Kakavik was a community freezer. Every Inuit village had one. The Inuit men hunted caribou, rabbits, foxes, fish, and other animals. They put meat from the animals into the community freezer, and the people in the village took it if they needed it. The Kakavik in Maggie's village was in a tall red building, very similar to the village houses. A group of women stood in front of the building. They all looked worried.
"What's the problem, Anne?"
Maggie asked a short woman with a round face. Anne was the mother of Maggie's best friend, Eddie.
"The Kakavik is empty. There isn't any meat. It's because of the changing weather,"
Anne explained.
"The animals are disappearing, and this is a big problem for us."
Maggie walked back to her house slowly. Her father and her 17-year-old brother John were at the kitchen table. They looked at her, but Maggie shook her head.
"Sorry, no meat today."
"In the past, there were many herds of caribou in the area, and there was meat for everybody,"
Maggie's father said sadly.
"Your mother made delicious meals from the meat."
Maggie's mother died the year of Maggie's birth. Maggie didn't like talking about her because it made her sad.
"Father, that was 14 years ago. There's a shop in the village now, and it has got a lot of food. Why can't we buy food in the shop?"
"We need money for that. I'm sorry, Maggie, but there is no work now, and I haven't got any money,"
her father said.